98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Brendan with you, and Jess is in for Reb.
Good morning.
We love this part of the show.
We do.
We get to hear what's going on in your lives because we're very nosy. Here's Sarah's little win.
Good morning. My little win is it's finally Friday. Hmm. What a week. Melting in the office all week. And on top of that, we're going to see Codeline on Saturday. We followed them since they were playing Pubs and Swords. And then on Tuesday, we are heading to Teddy's Room. So roll on 5 o'clock today.
Wow, all the gigs for Sarah.
I didn't even know those two were
There's
happening.
So
yeah.
much on. It's like, it's June every year is like gig central in Dublin. It's so fun. Here's Viola.
My little win of the day. I'm going for 3 weeks holiday this evening.
3 weeks? Somebody else earlier was doing 16
days. I think we're missing out.
Lads, where are you getting the annual leave?
Morning, Rebecca and Brendan. Rose here from Bray. Heading off to Puerto Rico, Gran Canaria, Saturday morning. That's my little win. Can't wait.
Woo-hoo. Oh, Rose, have a ball. I went to Puerto Rico years ago. It was like one of the first family holidays we did.
I think I've been there, but we go on holidays, friend holidays, and I'm the friend that doesn't know where we're going. So,
Yeah. Here's Sienna.
Sienna here. My little win is that today I'm going to a school tour with my class to Dunavon Adventure Centre Park.
Oh.
And then after that, I'm going to a school disco. Happy Friday. Bye.
Happy Friday,
oh
Sienna.
God. I used to love school tours.
Yeah, and school discos.
That's so fun.
Doing the cha-cha slide.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much. And here's Jen.
Good morning. My little win is today is my last day in work, thankfully. I am going to Lewis Capaldi on Tuesday and I'm flying to London on Wednesday. So that's my week off. All jam-packed.
Jen, have a ball. And can I say, if you're going to Lewis Capaldi, get there for the support. It's CMAT. Like,
is
are
it?
You joking? It's CMAT is Lewis Capaldi's support.
Stop. I'd nearly
go just for her. Make sure you get there in time. Jen, Sienna, Rose, Viola and Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your little wins.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A brand new game.
Loads of great prizes.
And two clueless presenters.
98 FM.
Welcome to a brand new game of Matchy Matchy. We had a big win this week. We've been playing for 100 days, Jess.
Oh, was it really? Okay, well,
100 days.
That explains the excitement that happened here.
Yeah, so yeah. If you haven't seen it on 98FM's Instagram, we're at 98FM Dublin. Matchy Matchy was won this week. 15 prizes.
They won 15 prizes?
Yeah, 15 prizes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, incredible, including like Nido, a trampoline, there's so much. So if you haven't heard it, you can check it out on 98FM's Instagram. But this morning we're kicking off a brand new game of Matchy Matchy, which means, Jess, a brand new prize, a fancy barbecue for summer.
Ooh.
You'll be sorted. And hoping to win that fancy barbecue this morning is Sarah Jane in Clonshock. Sarah Jane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you.
How are you keeping this morning? You've had a long week in work, I believe.
Oh, God, the heat would kill anyone, I tell you.
It's been so humid.
Oh, the offices are... Oh, and the trains. Oh, my God, no.
That's kind of sweaty, isn't it?
Sticky, horrible.
Yeah.
Is there any air con in the office, Sarah Jane?
No.
Okay. And have you got a little desk fan?
Not yet.
You should get one of those little handheld fans.
Yeah. Are brilliant.
Yeah, in the shopping basket. It will be bought.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. So, what have you been fan of? You're just going around with A4 paper from the printer, just giving yourself a bit of a...
That's what I have been doing.
Yeah.
Me and the girls, oh my God, we're melting.
Very good. You have some fun plans for the weekend. What are you up to?
We're heading to Codeline on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to that because we followed them since they were pups. So, yeah. Then we have Teddy Sims on Tuesday.
Excellent stuff.
Yay!
Love that for you, Sarah Jane.
You deserve it.
And fingers crossed you're about to win a barbecue. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Well, Jess is new, so I think we'll give her a go.
Jess, off you go to the soundproofing. Yeah, she was panicking, Sarah Jane, that she might have to press the buttons. So you've made her very happy for more than one reason.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed. Have you got a barbecue already?
No, actually, we had a little tiny one and it was left out in the rain and it was unsolved.
Oh, okay. Right, so, well. Yep. Just Sarah Jane, I tell you, the words are, they're stuck this morning there. Signed, sealed and delivered. Okay, here we go. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is car.
Oh my God, it could be loads of that. Car radio?
Car radio.
Oh, damn.
Your second word is red. R-E-D, red.
Oh my God. Red. Red card?
Red card? The World Cup is on.
Yeah, it is. Might be in our mind.
And your third word is ghost.
Oh my God, straight in my head is Buster's, but I don't know whether she would go near that. Oh, ghost. Oh! Yes, okay. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters? Okay, so are we saying car radio, red card, and Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
Happy with those? Locking them in?
Yes.
Locking them in. And we're getting Jess back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was your trip this morning?
Well, it was lovely. Sarah Jane, you should come and work here because it's freezing out there. She's got the aircon on.
All the aircon going on. Okay, let's get you a matchy matchy with Sarah Jane and Clonshock. Your first word, Jess, is car.
Wash.
No messing around there. Your second word is red. R-E-D, red.
Red. Oh my God. Red. Red. Red car.
And your third word is ghost.
Ghost. Man.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Sarah Jane in Clonshock this morning? Not this morning, guys. You were both on different pages this morning. They were tricky. Sarah Jane said car radio.
Oh, okay.
Red card.
Oh, close.
And Ghostbusters.
That was much better than Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call?
Sarah Jane, that was yours were definitely better than mine.
No, car wash was brilliant.
Sarah Jane, thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. Have a great weekend. Enjoy all the gigs.
Yeah,
and fingers crossed you get some aircon sometime soon.
Oh, no chance.
Okay. Bye, Sarah Jane.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Here we go.
98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Yeah. Brenda with you this morning, and Jess is in for our Reb, and it is time to play our brand new game. Who's laughing now? Neither of us know who this is. All we've been told is that it is a very famous person.
Okay.
Could be an actor, could be a pop star. Could be a sports person.
Really doesn't narrow it down.
No, it doesn't, does it? It doesn't help us. But if you can tell us who's laughing now, you'll win yourself a €500 flight voucher. Good morning to Andrew. You're on 98FM. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. What are you up to today, Andrew?
I'm on the way to work. I'm coming into the city. I'm a service technician.
Good.
Yeah.
What does that involve, Andrew?
Just commissioning air handling units, really.
Very good. Nice.
I suppose.
A big day for you this Sunday. What's happening?
Yeah, my first Father's Day.
Ah, congratulations, Andrew.
Thanks very much.
How old is the baba?
She's 10 months, so 10 months. She's getting big and bald.
Ah, brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff. Andrew, tell us, who is laughing now?
I think it's Elon Musk, is it?
Is it? Elon Musk. It's not, Andrew.
Good guess,
that's
though.
All right.
Great guess. Thanks for listening. Have a great Father's Day.
No problem. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Cheers. Good morning to Daniel, who's in D2 at the moment. Daniel, how are you?
Good morning, Brendan. I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good morning, Daniel. How things you sound like you're in great form.
Well, I'm going to be in even better form now when I win this.
I love the confidence, Daniel. Come here, you've some nice plans for the weekend, do you?
Yeah, well, I was originally meant to go to Olivia Dean, but we cancelled that now because we're on the north side, so we thought it might be a bit of a trek. So we're going for dinner and drinks instead. We're just back from the family holiday. So
oh, lovely.
Another one.
Yeah, the old move from Fairview to Marley doesn't suit everyone, does it, Daniel?
No, definitely not.
Myself included, Daniel.
He's not happy.
Well, I can't wait to see her. Daniel, tell us, who's laughing now?
I think it is Louis Theroux.
Is it Louis Theroux? Oh, Daniel, it's not.
No worries.
Thanks for trying, though. Have a great weekend. Cheers.
Bye.
Okay, there's a €500 flight voucher up for grabs. If you can tell us who's laughing now, all you got to do to play on Monday morning is WhatsApp Laugh and your name to 0877 98
98 98. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A massive congratulations to Jonathan the Giant Tortoise. He's officially just become the oldest living land animal after turning 194.
Happy birthday to you.
That's the only version of Happy Birthday that should ever be played, I think.
That or 50 Cent in the club.
Oh yeah, fair enough. Okay. So it's believed Jonathan was born around the year 1832, which makes him the oldest turtle ever. They normally live to about 150.
Oh, wow.
So Jonathan's like, you know...
Wait, when was he born?
1832.
And how old is he again?
194.
Okay. Wow.
Jonathan is older than the Tower Bridge in London. He's older than the Eiffel Tower in Paris. And he's older than the Statue of Liberty in New York.
Oh my God.
He currently lives a very laid back life on the South Atlantic island of St. Helena.
As he should.
And despite having lost his sense of smell due to his old age, local vets confirm Jonathan is in great condition and sports a healthy appetite.
What is he? Do we know what he eats?
I'm not sure what he eats. I'd say a lot of green things.
A lot of green things.
Sorry, did I read broccoli this morning that he had a vegan birthday cake? I think I did.
A vegan?
That would make sense, though. He wouldn't be eating the cream or the cheese, would he? He wouldn't be having a burnt basque for his birthday.
A vegan birthday cake.
I'd say it was a lot of leaves.
A lot of leaves.
Anyway, happy birthday to Jonathan. 194. Yeah, imagine if someone described you as having a healthy appetite. Like, thanks.
At 194, you'd be doing
You would actually be doing very well. Finally this morning, if the World Cup isn't your thing, might I interest you in the Tiramisu World Cup? The Tiramisu World Cup has taken place every October in Treviso in Italy since 2017. Hundreds of people make a tiramisu in the hope that theirs will be crowned the best in the world.
Oh, I would love to go. That's the type of World Cup I want to go to. Yeah.
Well, each year, if you're interested, they look for 100 judges to take on the awful job of having to taste all the tiramisu.
Brendan, I'm going to put us down for that for next year. That's what we're going to do for the, you know...
Well, a bit more information on the judging process.
Oh.
It's unpaid and you have to cover your own travel and accommodation. So it'll actually cost you money to be a judge of the tiramisu
for free to taste 100 different tiramisus.
I was listening to a podcast recently. I can't remember which one it was. It might have been Dish. And Marcus Mumford was on and he was saying one of the lads in Mumford & Sons is obsessed with tiramisu and he's applied to be a judge at the Tiramisu World Cup, but it's really, really, really hard to get into.
Oh.
So he doesn't know if he's going to make it.
Okay, well, if he can't get in, I don't know if we all have any luck, but...
Well, what I want to tell you about this morning is actually none of that detail. The Tiramisu World Cup has just become even more bonkers. So they're celebrating their 9th year. This October, they're adding a 10K tiramisu run.
So do you have to run 10K after eating tiramisu?
You have to run 10K and then you get to eat tiramisu at the end.
There's absolutely no way I'd be covering my travel and accommodation if I had to run a 10K.
Everyone who takes part will enjoy all you can eat tiramisu at the end. There are 1,000 slots for the race.
Sorry, who wants to do a 10K absolutely sweating and then going, oh yeah, just dying now for a bit of tiramisu.
Eat all the tiramisu. So there's 1,000 slots in this race. It's cheaper. The earlier you sign up, the cheaper it is. You know, like an old early bird ticket. Organisers say everyone who crosses the finish line, no matter the time, will get to enjoy their reward of unlimited tiramisu.
And you couldn't pay me to do that now, let alone me paying for it.
No, just go and buy a little cup of tiramisu and enjoy that.
Enjoy that.
Save the price of the flights and the accommodation.
Okay.
Marvellous.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Nolita on Georgia Street have announced that they're going to bring back the dragon for one night only. So if you don't remember it, the dragon was a gay bar, gay club where Nolita now stands. And it was legendary.
It was. I nearly fell off my seat this morning when you told me this because I didn't know about it.
Yeah, so they're bringing it back June 27th as part of Pride celebrations, promising a full throwback to the nights that made the venue an institution in Dublin. All the classic anthems, big Pride energy, surprise performances, and a few nods to the venue's famous past.
Absolutely. It closed in 2015.
Did it?
Yeah.
That's 11 years ago. What? So that's very exciting
it
for everyone who was a massive fan of the Dragon. But it got me thinking about so many other clubs in Dublin. I mean, we all know that most of them are now hotels.
Absolutely.
But it got me thinking about the ones that you used to go to, the clubs that you loved going to, either in town or out in the burbs, that you went week in, week out, that you'd love to bring back.
Because I spend my life saying this. I keep saying, gosh, where are we going to town? And there'd just be loads of places to choose from.
And you'd ramble, like in one night, you'd be in about five or six different places.
That is it. You'd come home and there would just be stamps all over your arms.
Yeah,
you'd just be kind of hopping from one club to another.
Yeah.
Because as well as that, a lot of them were so close to each other.
Yeah.
So you'd drop in and see your friends. So I really want to see, and I'm not going to mention any because I want to see if the listeners are going to think of the same ones that we're thinking of.
I'm going to say one that I used to love, Andrews Lane Theatre.
Oh,
it was brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was, and there was always a different club night on in Andrews Lane Theatre.
Yeah.
I used to love the place.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep my favourite one a secret. I want to see if someone, because the one that I'm thinking of, it was quite small.
Okay.
It was a very, very small club.
Was it in town?
It was in town.
Right.
Yeah, it was, I think it was kind of near Temple Bar. Remember for obvious reasons, but it was somewhere in there, but it was very, very small, and I want to see if someone else is going to guess it.
Okay, we'd love to hear from you this morning. The clubs back in the day that you went week in, week out, that don't exist anymore, like the Dragon, if you could bring it back for one night, what club are you choosing? Send us a WhatsApp voice note, 0877 98 98 98. Michelle has been on.
Those were the days. Mojo's, Break for the Border.
Break for the Border.
Barcode.
Yes.
Reds. Sin. Oh, great days. Great days.
Where was Sin again?
I think Sin was it a night that was in the Mez, or am I just making that up? Someone can clarify that for me.
Yeah, I remember the name of it. And also Barcode, lads. I never went. Was that in a shopping centre or something? Was there a food court?
No, it's where the Clontarf gym is, where the dart station is now. So
I always remember people talking about like a food being in there.
It was kind of like a leisureplex met a nightclub.
Right.
It was absolutely mental. And actually there was something in there as well that not many people remember. There was the Dracula Museum was downstairs.
Sorry?
I know.
The Dracula Museum.
The Dracula Museum was downstairs. So it was a nightclub, a museum, and a leisure centre all in one.
Wow. It's all gone Pete Tong. Here's Colette.
Hi, guys. The best club for me was definitely the Red Box, baby. Also the Pod. Oh, best days of my life.
So that was top of Harcourt Street, like Tripod.
Yeah.
And then there was like the Chocolate Bar was downstairs.
Oh, I don't remember that name.
Where Adele played her first ever Irish gig.
Wow.
In Chocolate Bar, yeah.
Tripod was like, it was the kind of the one that was, it was hard to get into. Like it was
like the closest to like a super club that Dublin would have had.
Yeah.
Here's Glenda.
I used to go to Quinn's and Drumcondra. Oh,
yeah.
I used to go from a Thursday to a Saturday every week without fail. And then I ended up walking there. I got that bad, I ended up walking there. Like, Quinn's was a spot.
It's reopening. They've done a massive refurb on it, yeah.
Oh, well, all I could think about is, like, do you remember the days you could actually go out Thursday, Friday and Saturday night?
Not able anymore. Here's Leona.
Good morning, Brendan and Jess. I would absolutely love to run back Break for the Border. It was my favourite nightclub to go to. And I can neither confirm nor deny that I tried to go horse riding on the statue outside after one particular occasion in the nightclub. So here's a little fun fact that I will neither confirm nor deny. Absolutely confirm I tried to go horse riding on the statue outside.
Giddy up, Leona. I loved Break for the Border because on a Tuesday night when I was in college, they used to have a gay night called Glitz.
Oh, very good.
And they had, like, back in the day, like, all the X Factor people used to perform. I think there was, you know, one or two of S Club 7 played at one stage. It was brilliant.
This is what I'm saying. They don't... Do you remember as well, like, when, like, the cast of Geordie Shore and all would be in the clubs and things like that? It just didn't happen anymore.
Sorry, lads, I wasn't there. But did Meghan Markle do an appearance in Crystal one time? Was anyone there?
If somebody was there, please, we need to know about that.
I think Meghan Markle was, like, at Crystal one night. And does anyone remember was it Bondi Beach Club on the Keys near the Halfpenny Bridge?
I was never in Bondi Beach Club, and people used to say to me, like, oh yeah, there's an actual beach with sand and things like that.
I think there was sand in there. I think there was.
Sorry.
I was there once.
Gall has just sent us a photograph of the
Leona's horse
outside Break the Border.
Yeah. Okay, was anyone in Crystal the night that Meghan Markle made an appearance, and was anyone in Bondi Beach Club on the Keys, and was there sand?
Was there an actual beach?
I remember there being a lot of stairs to get up.
I was never in it. I couldn't for the life of me go on a night out if there was sand there. That was too much for me. I couldn't cope with that.
As Jess has an existential crisis, send us a WhatsApp voice note with the clubs you'd love to bring back.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.